Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim on Iyunei Hadaf Hayomi. We're going to be discussing the sugya of Bedikas Simanim, and we're going to dedicate this Shi'ur L'Schus Rebbe Yehuda Moshe Yehuda Ben Peshadina, and Rafael Chaim Dov Ben Risa Shoshana, and Rivka Bas Leia, and Reb Simcha Dan Ben Hadassa Leia, and Yisrael Daniel Ben Shein Adina. The Gemara in Chulin tells us, we've had a number of shiurim already on this Gemara, that a sheichet has to check the simanim. That's the statement of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The Gemara says, let's say he didn't check. So Rabbi Elazar ben Antigonus says that the animal is considered a treif and is aser b'achila. In the Braisa, it says that the animal is an avela, so not only is it aser b'achila, but it's also metame b'masa, it's also metame a person who carries it. The Gemara says, what is their argument? And the Gemara answers, arguing about Rafuna. Rafuna says that an animal, until it's shechted, is becheskes iser, until you know that it was shechted properly. And if it was shechted properly, it's becheskes heter, until you know that it was a treifa. So the machlokas is that the Braisa holds that it's becheskes iser, and therefore, now that you don't know that it was shechted properly, because you didn't check the simanim, so it's considered dead, and therefore it's an avail, and avail is metame. And the other opinion holds no, that it's becheskes iser, or not becheskes tuma. So therefore it's only a treifa, but it's not a nevela. So we see in the member of Yehuda Amar Shmuel that medina, we have to be mevarif to use shochet simanim kedin, and if he didn't check, there's a machlokas, what's the status of the behemer. Rav Elazar ben Antigonus says the treif, it's aser b'achila, and the bride says an nevela, and it's metame b'masa. And the yisod of machlokas is that since we're dealing with a cheska sister, and now it's dead, either it's an avela or it's becheskes iser, but not becheskes tuma, and therefore it's only a treifa. So in Tosas Dibur Maslov Asur Ba'achila, they explain the reason of the Man D'Omar that it's a treifa and Asur Ba'achila, because Rov Pa'amim, the person shechs properly, and therefore the rabbis weren't so machmir to make it an avela. So Arei Lefi Divrei Tosas, the whole machlokas is not in the Din D'Oraisa, but rather it's a chumra d'Rabbanan, and the rabbis weren't so machmir to make it into an avela. But then we have to now understand, the rabbis weren't so machmir to make it into an avail, only a treifas, then what hak is the machlokas? Why, according to the other man d'yomer, were the rabbis so machmir? If Rov Pa'amim, the person shechs properly, why were the rabbis so machmir to make it into a nevela? Are they arguing b'metzias advarim, whether Rov Pa'amim shechs properly or not? It's a hard sell to say that that's the machlokas. Usually there isn't a machlokas in the metzias. So, problem is like this, that according to the Man D'Omar, that we make it into a treifa, what sort of business is this? What sort of business is this? That you make it into a treifa? If he shechted properly, then it's kosher. And if he didn't shecht properly, then it's an avela. So, how do you get treifa in here? How does treifa work? Where does treifa fit in? If he shechts well, it's a good shechita, the animal's kosher. And if we're choshish that he didn't, then it's an avela. So that's what compelled Tosis to say, Beseder. Really, we assume that he did shech properly, and then it's just a chumra d'rabbanan that they made it into a treifa, but not that we really think he didn't shech properly, but it's a chumra d'rabbanan. The only problem is that it's really hard to be mechalik between the making it into a, making it this new mechudish to kedin derabbanan. First of all, the Gemara never says that it's a din derabbanan. But okay, so Tosa says it's din derabbanan, even though that's not pashtus in the Gemara necessarily. But let's say Tosa says now it's that it's a din derabbanan. Okay, so it's a din derabbanan, it's not the same meaning it can be. We're going to split it up, and we're going to say, yeah, he shechted properly, but we're going to be machmir according to the opinion that it's a treifa, and it's not an avail. And the other opinion says no, that we're very, very machmir, even to Rabbanan, I guess, and we even make it into an avela. But if that's the machlokas, then the Gemara should have said so. The Gemara should have said, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says that the machlokas is that one opinion holds Marsavar becheskes iser kaima hashta mesehi, or Marsavar becheskes iser amina becheskes tuma lo amrinan. So that's Mashmos is against Tosus, that according to Tosis, what should the Gemara have said? The Gemara should have said that it's Gzeira de Rabbanan, and how far did the Rabbanan go with their Gzeira? Did the Rabbanan go with the Gzeira and say it's all the way, that we're going to make it even into an Avela because he didn't check the Simanim, or we're only going to make it into a Treifa? But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the Machlokas is whether, since it's Becheskes Isser, so it goes, it's an Avela, we assume that it wasn't Shechted properly, and now it's considered Stam, a dead animal. The other opinion holds that Becheskes Isser Amrinon, Becheskes Tuma Lo Amrinon, that yes, we say it's Becheskes Isser, but we don't say that it's Becheskes Tuma. That doesn't sound like that it's only a din derabanan, and therefore we make it usser and not tameh. Maybe you could fit it in bedochak, but that doesn't really seem to be. Gemara seems to be saying that the machlokas is it becheskes isser or even becheskes tuma. And if that's again the machlokas, if that's the machlokas, whether it's becheskes isser or becheskes tuma, then we really have to understand the man diomar of treifa. Because how do you split it up? It's Becheskes Isser, but now that it wasn't shechted properly, so then it has to be an Avela. How do you fit in Shreifa to it not being shechted properly? Very, very sure. So, this was pointed out by the Sefer Nachlas David, this Shverkeit that the Tosas doesn't seem to fit in with the Gemara. Shmaitza Paragimel is brought by Rav Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yosher. And Shara Chazak is in Perek Vav, he asks that it's Muchach Medivri Atosis in the Rashba, that if not for the Svar of Rov, Lekule Alma, Meharoi Lios, it should be that the Cheskas Isser should also be effective for Tumah. Meaning, we have in Tosis that there's a Cheskas, that it's, you have a Rov, so therefore the Rov, it says, okay, so it doesn't, we don't extend it to Tumah, only to Isser. But Lule Svaras HaRov, the Kule Alma, the Cheskas Isser is also effective for Tuma. But we have to understand, since they are two Dinim Nifradim, there's an Isser Achilas Nevela, and then there's Tumas Nevela. Why should the Cheskas Isser Achila also work for the tuma? Beforehand, when the animal was becheskes isser, it was becheskes isser achila. When the animal beforehand was becheskes isser, it wasn't becheskes isser tuma. It was becheskes isser achila. So why do you say that the cheskes isser achila lule the rov is now moel also for the tuma? There are two separate things that we have to discuss. Number one is the isser achila, and number two is the din tuma. So maybe we'll only be choshesh le'inyan heter achila, that it's not a proper shechita and it's going to be aser. But klape din tuma, how do we know that we should also be machmir there? There are two different things, achila and tuma. So the cheskes iser was on the achila, not on the tuma. Like the Gemara says, Mar Savar Becheskes Isser Kaima Vahashta Mesehi. So it's Becheskes Isser and now it's dead. But the Cheskes Isser was a Cheskes Isser Achila. So keep it with its Cheskes Isser Achila. Why you throw in Tuma? So the Shmaitzer writes that the reason is, like we said, that what's the Suffolk? The Suffolk is the Shechita. Was it Nishchata Kahogen or not? And if it was a nishchat kehalacha, memela it's metame b'masik edin mesa. If it wasn't shechted properly, then the iser achila and tuma, they go together. And since we're talking about a suffix shchita, that it wasn't shechted properly, so by not being shechted properly, that makes it tame. So They're connected to each other, obviously. If it's going to be aser ba'achila because it's an avela, so it's also going to be aser, but it's also going to be metame. So now we understand that if not for the svar of the Rov, then everybody would hold that it would be an Avela. So we have the svar of the Rov, so that knocks off, according to one opinion, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Antigonus, that we're not going to say it's actually metamik in Avela, because we have a Rov, so we're only going to be machmir b'drabanan to make it a treifa. However, the other opinion holds that we make it both. Why do we make it both? They, for whatever reason, don't accept this svar of Rov, and they say, listen, if you didn't shecht it properly, so then it's a package deal. You make it into an Isser Achila and an Isser and Tumah. But again, we have the Kasha of the Nachlas David, that in our Gemara it doesn't say anything about Rov. It says that they're arguing whether the Cheskas Isser and Cheskas Tumah are tolerating each other. Right? One opinion holds that it has a Cheskas Isser, and Memela, the Cheskas Tumah, goes along with the Cheskas Isser. So we say both. Mar Savar, Cheskas Isser Kaima Vahashta Mesehi. See, we make it both. Tumah and Usser. And the other opinion holds no. We're able to be Menatek and say that it has a Cheskas Isser, but it doesn't have a Cheskas Tumah. So we're only going to make it Usser, we're not going to make it Tumah. So we still have to resolve that. Not only that, but Rav Shimon Shkop was Tamea, that here, it's not a chazaka betolada. It's not an automatic outgrowth. The tum is not an automatic outgrowth of Isser. Why? Because what do we mean when we say that the behem is becheskas Isser? It's not because there is a chazaka al etzem hadavr shel anishchata behema, but rather, like Tosus explains in Beit Zadav Chofei Amet Aleph, that we're machzik la be'isser she'en azvucha, that the Torah says, v'zavachta ve'achalta. That it has an Isser She'en Azvucha. So we don't say here that we're Machzik Mitzius Hadavar Shalom Nishchita. If we said we were Machzik Mitzius Hadavar Shalom Nishchita, then we would have been understood what the Shmaitzah says, that just like Le'inyan Isser Achila, we go after the Chazaka that it wasn't Shechted, so to Le'inyan Tumah. And it's like a cheskas haguf that's effective for all dinim that come out of it bitoylado. And therefore, we're not going to be mechalik between Isra Achila and Din Tuma. Because the moment it's Asr Ba'achila, it's Nevela, it's obviously also Asr Midin Tuma. We have a chazaka shelo nishchata le'inyan achila. Remember, it has a cheskas iser, it has a cheskas iser achila. So we have a chazaka shelo nishchata le'inyan achila. And as a tolada, if you can't eat it because it wasn't shechted properly, then it's also tummy because it wasn't shechted properly. But that's all if you hold that the issue is that it wasn't shechted properly. But based on what we said, the chazaka here is not that we're machzik, that there was no maisa shechita. Rather, it's midin cheskas iser toira shel ein zvucha. But rather, it's midin cheskas iser toira shel ein zvucha. So if it's ein zvucha, then again, there are two dinim nifradim here. And adarav, noimar ha'amidena b'cheskas taira. Beforehand, what was the chazak of the animal? It had a cheskas taira. And it also had a cheskas iser achila. So now, we want to continue the chazakas. Remember, what's the cheskas iser? We don't know whether it was shechted properly, so we stay with the cheskas iser. What's the cheskas iser when it wasn't shechted properly? Ein azvucha. Ein azvucha means that you can't eat it. Not that it's tame. Beforehand, when it was alive, it was ein azvucha. You couldn't eat it. It wasn't tame. So now that it's dead, stick with that. You can't eat it. But it's not tame. So you can be menatek, you can be mafrid between the two. So why do they necessarily go together? Since it's a cheskas ein azvucha. So stick with that. That's the achila. That's going to aser achila, but not bring tumah. They're two nidonim. And each one is independent. So Rav Shimon there was marich al pi yisod mechudash beikra mahus maisa ashchita ayin sham be'aruka. Now in the Gemara it says that the machlokis in Rav Huna, the Rav Huna says behema bechay becheskes yisro medes achi vado chabemen nishchita. They're arguing how far we go, and we assume that when we're not sure about the shechita, so do we make it into an avela or a treifa? But the shaila is, what's the cheskas iser? So according to Rashi, the iser is it's evar min achai. So therefore, if it's now you're not sure that it was shechted properly, it starts becheskas evar min achai. So you can't take it out of its cheskas iser when you don't know that it was shechted properly. In Tosis Beitza, Chaf Hamad Aleph, and Chedusha Arash, and other Rishonim, they said the cheskas iser is cheskas iser sheina zvucha, as we've been discussing, because the Torah says v'zavachta v'achalta. So unless you know that it was taken out of its iser with a proper shechita, it's all made by Isura. And therefore, if you didn't check the simanim, it's aser. They bring Shitas Rashi that it's Isser Evrim and Achai. And they said, excuse me, how could it possibly be Evrim and Achai? The animal's dead. Whether it was shechted properly or not shechted properly, the Evrim and Achai is gone. There's no more Evrim and Achai to talk about. What sort of Evrim and Achai are we talking about now that it's dead? So there are a number of mahalchim to answer Rashi. The Rashba writes that Machzikin me yisr le yisr, like we find Yevamis. It started with yisr Eivor Menachai, and now it goes on to a different yisr. It goes on to be an yisr treif, a machzikin me yisr le yisr. Once it has chazaka A, you can again afterwards say chazaka B. But we really have to understand, as asks in the Sefer Beis Matisyahu, upon rebasing this shir, he says, why are we choshesh, and we don't take it out of its cheskas yisr? Alright, the whole ikar klal that misafik, we're not machriya a chazaka, is when we have a suffik if anything happened to take it out of its chazaka. But here it's bar lo suffik that there was a maisa shechita, and we have no suffik at all if the shechit shechted, and we're even talking about a shechit mumche. So it could be a shechit today, he shechted 100 animals and he was mamish 100 for 100. And pitom, you have this one animal, and you didn't check the simanim, and boom, now you're going to make it into an avel or a treifa. Why? It's clearly been taken out of its previous. It's clearly not an Evrim Menachai. And it's also zvucha. And he shechted it. You don't know if it was a proper shechita or not a proper shechita. Adza, it was a good shechita. What's the problem? The Rambam writes, that even if the sheichet was zari zumahir, you're still gonna treif this animal up or nevela this animal up misafik. My high, why the sheichet is a good sheichet? How is it different than other dinei Torah, like asiyas makke v'chayotzei b'zeh? If a mumche does it, we don't need to check his kashrus. He did what he was supposed to do. He did what he was supposed to do. And any guy, you have a shochet mumche. It's Yeri Shemayim, he's a good shochet. So what's the problem? Not only that, the Achronim are medayik meloshan Rambam that it's an avail of a dois. And Lav Machma Safek talks about other sveikas in Shechita. The Chronim learned the Rambam that he holds his Vadois. So, first of all, there's a din rov mitzah mitziyusat ram. There's no reisa to assume that the shechita was no good. And also, how's this different than other dinei Torah? Kol mitzvah Torah. You do something properly, you have every right to believe that it was motzi et mechazkasa akodemis. So, maishna hacha that it's not like that. So that, sweet beloved friends, is unser arbit for the next year, to try to figure out, to try to just understand what's going on in this sugya. It's a very, very, very deep sugya. There's a lot of Torah in this sugya, I promise you. And we should be zoche, Mitzvah Hashem, to see the light. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.